So today we're going to talk a little bit about Safik Tzoa, Safik Meraglayim, the Gemara that you've seen already at the end of the parak, and also the Gemara Daf Chaf Beis on the base, which you've probably seen, but we'll read inside in a moment. Just a minor ha'ara before we start, which is it's interesting that the Rambam in Parak Dalet of Hilchos Tefillah writes that there are chamisha dvarim me'achvin es ha-tefillah. One of them is taras makom ha-tefillah. That's what we're talking about over here at Tzoa. And the other one is erva, kisui erva. So which one would you guess the halacha of looking at an erva is in? Erva or taras hamakom?
I'm saying erva.
Right. So the Rambam says taras hamakom. And that's in halacha ches. He writes taras hamakom hatfila keitzad. Well, he's paul hamakom tinofes, etc., etc. Shem shemarchikin mitzo meraglan v'reach ra min hameis v'marasa erva l'priyashma kach marchikin l'tfila. In other words, taras hamakom, and the idea is, certainly, if you look, learn like the Rash, like, well, I guess you, if you learn against the Beis Yosef, so that when it comes to Erevats, even if you don't see it, so that's the point, it belongs in taras makom tefillah. Stam, it's also interesting that we call this tahara, not Nikayim, but maybe you would have predicted that where the halachos, if you were expressing in one word the idea that you can't be misbal in makom tinofes or tzawa, so we would say Nikayim, Nikiyos hamakom. And the answer is no, it's tahara. It's not tumma and tahara in the sense of technical tumma and tahara, like if you touch tzawa, you don't become tame. But the words tumma and tahara have a broader context in which the regular laws of Seder Taurus fall under. Now, they're similar, right? Tumma could be translated like as Targum is dirty. But it's not about the fact that the Rambam calls it Tara, not the Kayom, is because that allows for this broader definition, which includes Erva. Might also relate to the Rashba's theory, at least, that we blend to some degree Erva and so on. But be that as it may, this is part of a halacha of Taras HaMakom. So there's one halacha that you have to mechas your Erva, and the second one is you need Taras HaMakom. Part of Taras HaMakom is Maris Erva. And that really could be true even if you learn like the Beis Yosef, that it's about looking. It's even more intuitive if you don't learn like the Beis Yosef. I thought that was just an interesting parenthetical point. So now what happens if you messed up and you davened in a place where there was either an erva or tzawa? When it comes to erva, we didn't really discuss this. There's an interesting prima gadim who thinks that maybe this would be totally in the question of yavid mahani or yavid lo mahani, and that's because it's a lav. What about Tzoa? So if we take a look at the Gemara in Chaf Beis on the base, it seems to be addressing this very question. Our Gemara talks about Safik, so we'll get back to that in a moment. But Chaf Beis on the base, the Gemara says, towards the very bottom of the page, Tanya Idach, this halach we saw earlier, that we only rely on studim b'makom shelo afshar. I mispal lo matz tzoa b'mekomo, amar Rabba, af al pi shechata tefila so tefila. So the view of Rabba is b'di'eved, the tefila is a tefila. Messed up, l'chote, but it's a tefillah. Now, what happened to the sugya of Abed Mahani, Abed Lo Mahani? So the Prima Gadol will say that's totally different. Here we're not talking about a lot. Hay machanecha kadosh. So but yeah, that it works. There's no such thing as yeah, the lemahani. Maskef la rava. Zevach v'sharon toeva. Oh, but there's a different problem. Zevach v'sharon toeva. Does that mean under all circumstances it's zevach v'sharon toeva? So the truth is, the simple reading of Gemara sounds that way. It says umat zetzoa. It doesn't say you were poshaya, which yields a very obvious question. Well, why am I a rasha? So Tosfos writes, and Rashba as well, say no. Why are you a rasha? Because you should have checked. Well, you don't have to check everywhere. It's not like every time I dive into my house, do I have to check? We know for our Gemara that that's not true. That stam bias is okay. You don't have to check. So hacha b'maya skinan, if we're employing the rule of zevach v'sharon toeva, must be that you're a rasha. And therefore, must be that you were chote, you didn't check in a place where halachically you should have checked.
Like, well, on purpose or by accident?
Accident meaning you didn't know the halacha, like you thought that you could have an inashpa without checking. That's interesting, Shaila. Interesting question. I guess that's not clear. It's clear that you were in violation of the halacha by not checking. That's the case that we're talking about. What about if you didn't know the halacha? So you're arguing, in that case, maybe we wouldn't call this a zevach v'sharon toeva, and maybe Rava would agree. So it's a good point. Well, we could look, we could try to see if that's addressed.
Or you forgot it. I mean, you knew the halacha.
Yeah, right. Okay, could be. Could be. Zevach v'sharon toeva implies. Now, the reason why that's not so clear, I guess it's lazy. In other words, presumably, we're not talking about a rasha, you know, a guy who intentionally, willfully violates the halacha here, right? Alam Rava, Hovachata, Apapisha Spalal, Tfilasa Toeva. So it's actually unclear what this Gemara means. How old the Hispalel Tfilaso Toeva? Does that mean, and the Gemara could be read two ways, and Tosfos has two opinions about this. The Gemara could mean that you're Yotze, but it's Tfilaso Toeva, or the Gemara could mean that because Tfilaso Toeva, since you should have checked and you didn't, so therefore, you're not Yotze. So Tosos is misopic about this point. Tosos writes in his first answer, Vave mu'uvas lo yuchal esko, v'ripe resh diachzor v'yispalo. So what are they arguing about? The first answer holds long. This is a shame tefillah. You davened. And zevach v'shoim to'eva doesn't mean that it's not a tefillah. It means it's a tefillah that's a toeva, but it's still a tefillah. So therefore, you're stuck, right? There's nothing you can do. It's muvas lo yuchal esko. You can't daven again because you're a yotze tefillah. But at the same time, it's not a very good tefillah, it's toeva, but there's nothing you could do. Nothing you could do about it. It relates to a point that we talked about, we brought up earlier about that. Sometimes a tefillah is a tefillah, even when something is lacking in it. This is a particularly strong type of lacking.
Do you think it's possible to jump with the first answer? Tosfos is saying that it's not Yotze tefillah, but you lost the opportunity to make it up.
Well, if you're not Yotze, why can't you daven again? I didn't daven. Maybe that's really I didn't daven Shacharis.
I think it sounds pushing around Shacharis.
That's a Tashlumen, Shaila. Tosfos isn't talking about Tashlumen necessarily. Tosfos say, could I daven again? Okay, by in terms of Tashlumen, you might not have Tashlumen if it's Mazed anyway, right? But I think the Mashmaus of Tosos is that it's Muvas Lo Yuchal Iskon because it has a shame Tefillah.
What about Tefillah Snedava to sort of make up?
Not a makeup, it's a Tefillah Snedava. It's very nice to go ahead and make a Tefillah Snedava, and if you, by all means, go for it. But that's a Tefillah Snedava. That's not a makeup. Tefillah Snedava doesn't make it up. it's a move as lo yuchal lisko. So that is the first opinion in Tosfos. The second opinion in Tosfos says that no, it's not a tefila. There's an interesting question because by shikur, Tosfos implies now in an Erevin that because tefilas because it's a to'eva, then you can't daven again. So you could just say that's like Tosfos Masupik over there. It could be just like the second answer in Tosfos. The Rav wanted to be mechalek, I think, between the tefillah of a shikur, which is nothing, versus this tefillah, which is a something, just a to'eva. It is a chaloshin tefillah. And it's interesting, he compared it to this general halacha, at least according to the first day in Tosfos, to a very famous Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach and the Reb Chaim. The Rambam is a parakei of Karban Pesach halacha zayin. So the Rambam says something very interesting. He says, if a katan grows up, he becomes bar mitzvah between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, he's supposed to bring a Pesach Sheni. What about Shachdu Alav Pesach Rishon? So then you don't bring a Pesach Sheni. So the Kesef Mishnah over there asks that this doesn't make any sense because why is he, if he brought a Pesach, there's no chiyuv to bring the Pesach Rishon. So then the fact that Shachdu Alav shouldn't help. So Reb Chaim's answer is that there's two dinim. There's the Kiyam Mitzvah Sakrava, and then there's the Chalos Maisa Hakrava Sachetza Shal HaKarban, to use his lashon. But, so what's the point? That the Katan goes ahead, there's no Kiyam HaMitzvah, because he's not Mechleiv in Mitzvos, but it's still a Chalos Maisa Hakrava Sachetza Shal HaKarban, and therefore you're Pater from Pesach Sheni. Similar point over here. In other words, you haven't been Mekai Mitzvah's tefillah so to'eva, but because there was a chalos tefillah, you're stuck and you can't daven again. And that's at least the first svara, that it's a me'uvas lo yuchal lisko. Maybe, except it's a chiddush. You then write that's by a lav. No, maybe not. Okay, that's interesting. The problem with that is that doesn't seem to be the svara of Rava. In other words, when Rava asked the kasha, he says zevach shoyn to'eva, which, as we'll talk about actually in a couple of minutes, might even be a unique din to tefillah. Yes, exactly. And that's what we're going to see in big machlokas rishonim, whether to apply this discussion to Hilchos Krishma. As you might have noticed, the Rambam paskins this halacha in Hilchos Tefillah. Now, well, you could say that's because the Gemara did. Even though all the other dinim of Erva that we've been seeing and so until now are all Hilchos Krishma, the Rambam paskins this only in Hilchos Tefillah. The Torah said no, you know, in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Why? He put in Hilchos Krishma. The Gemara is talking about Hilchos Tefillah. It's true, but Hilchos Krishma comes first, so it belongs in Hilchos Krishma. So why did the Rambam do that? The Rambam presumably thought that this was Dafka din in Tefillah, and it's because of Zevach Shon To'eva is a star specifically with respect to Tefillah, which is Keneged Karbanos. And we'll get to that in a moment. That's why the Rambam doesn't have this in Hilchos Krishma with all the other dinim of Tzoa. But we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. We'll get back to that in a moment. So the Rashba here says something very, very interesting. The Rashba over here writes, if you could look at it, or we could read it together, especially if you haven't seen it, could die to see the Lashon. HaMispal v'ra tzoa kenegdo, mahalik lefanavad shizagad l'tzoa, mistabra she'eno chozer l'rosh. First diuk is that it sounds like over here, you don't have to start again. Right? In other words, the Gemara is talking about a case, the first case in a Gemara, where you discovered so in the middle of your Shmona Esrei. So what do? If you could put it behind you, you put it behind you. Otherwise, you go to the side. So the Gemara seems to be taken for granted. You don't have to start again. So if the first half of the Shmona Esrei is good, even though there is Tzoa here all the time, so too if you finish Shmona Esrei and you discovered it also, it would be good b'diavad. V'daikina la midiktani mahalach lefanav, I just kind of lachara, v'lo ka'amar tfilasa to'eva, k'damar samach, b'nimtzei Tzoa b'makomo. And that's meduyak. In other words, if we read the Gemara carefully, there's two cases. The first case, the first raisa, is where you find Tzoa k'negdo, and we don't invoke tfilasa to'eva at all. Then we have the second raisa, or it's not a race actually, a second discussion. And there we have this machlokas Rava and Rabba, where Rava invokes tfilaso to'eva. So why don't we discuss that the first time around, right? Isn't it first half of Shmona Esrei and the first shaila should be a to'eva as well? So his answer is, ubevadai, Hefrish yesh bein ratzo kenegdo uveinimtzis b'makomo. Rashba is telling us we have to read this Gemara very, very carefully. It's not the same shaila. It's not the same shaila twice. The first shaila is ratzo kenegdo, and the second shaila is matza tzoa b'makomo. So what's the difference? Tzoa is tzoa. Says the Rashba, and here the Rashba is mamish beautifully l'shitaso. Dibi mekomo kevan dibi inan machanecha kado shayelo livdok avo kenegdo deleka ela mishom lo yerevacha v'zela rao sak shehischil lo pasha beklom shelo etrichu livdok b'mali einav v'imishom lo yerevacha zelo rao ad ata. And then he's most if that even Tzoa b'makomo, if you shouldn't have checked, then you don't have to check. You don't have to daven again. But before we get to that point, so let's try to understand his chiluk. He's saying, l'shitaso, he's saying that, remember, what's the Rash Bashita? The Rash Bashita is that even by Tzoa, we have two halachos. We have Tzoa b'makomo, what's makomo, what's machanecha, da'od amos. And then we have this second halacha that we learn from Erva, Ervacha Erva Stavar, that the Rashba understands applies to Tzoa as well, which is that it's Aser b'melo Einav. Now, the Rashba here is saying something that really the Prima Gadim said, but you see very much clearly in the Rashba over here. If you remember, the Prima Gadim had this chiddush. He said, you know, I think that according to the Rashba, the Rashba, the Pasha Pshad is it's a Chumra over the Rash, right? What's the Chumra? What if you have a Mechitza and there's Soa and you're looking at it? What's the din? The Rash says Mutter, it's like Shashas. Rashba said it's Aser because it's an Isser Re'ia by Tzoa as well. So the Rashba is a Chumra, not a Kula. That's on the books, you know, where they explicitly argue. We have the Rash was a Chumra. But the Rash said, the Prima Gadim said, there's also Kula in the Rashba. What's the Kula in the Rashba? That you'll be able to be Maharher B'divrei Torah when it's in front of you. Why? Because according to the Rashba, what's that? That's a din that's extrapolated from Leir Chayar Bas Davar. And by that pasuk, we say, Davar Dibur Aser, here we're Mutter. So you could be Maharher B'divrei Torah. According to Rash, that's going to be Aser. Why is it Aser? Because there is only one din. So if the halacha is that this is Bechlal Machanecha, that's the only din, there's no din of Ri'ya. So in Mela, we know that in each of Tzol and Machanecha, it's Aser, even to be Mahar. That was the Prima Gadim's Chiddush. So here we have another example of a Kula according to the Rashba. What's the Kula? The Kula is that let's say you have Tzoa that's in front of you, b'mlo einav, but not b'machanecha. So what's the din? Says the Rashba over here, he's applying the chiluk. He's saying, I'm telling you, there's a very big difference. when it comes to tzoa kenegdo. So then you have to be ma or tzoa b'makomo. You have to be machmir. Kevin deba'inan machanecha kadosh. And what's the chumra? The chumra is hayelo livdok. Aval kenegdo deleka elamishem layirvicha. It's a different iser. It's not a din in machanecha kadosh. It's a din in layirvicha. So then, lo hitrichu livdo b'mlo einav, and it's okay. It's okay. So that's why the first Gemara says that it's mutter b'diavet, no problem. There's no. It's not in the parsha of Zerach Shoen Toeva. You just pick up from where you left off, or if you finished your yotze 100%, and not now. So that's what he's saying. Here we have another kula of the Rashba. Well, it's only kula of the Rashba if the Rash argues, right? So does the Rash argue? The answer is he does. Rabbeinu Yonah argues, Rabbeinu, if you look actually at the Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Yosef, they present this as a machlokas between the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah, but the Rash learns like Rabbeinu Yonah. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? How is Rabbeinu Yonah machmir? So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, there is no fundamental difference between Loenav and Bimakomo. In both cases, if Hayalo Livdok Velo Vadak, then Tfilaso To'eva, and you have to daven again. And in both cases, if Lo Hayalo Livdok, because it's not a place where you need to be suspicious, so then Vidyaved, it's a good Tfila. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. So this is actually 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. What's the halacha if you're in a situation where you should be suspicious that there is tsoa bimlo enav? Or I should say it a little differently. Is there a fundamental difference between kenegdo and milo enav? Kenegdo is milo enav. Kenegdo and bimukomo. Right? Kenegdo and Bimakomo. The Rabbeinu Yonah says there is no difference. So what's the difference between the first case in the Gemara and the second case in the Gemara? Very simple. The first case of the Gemara is not a place of Hailo Livdo, and therefore b'diavad it's good. And the second case of the Gemara is a case of Hailo Livdo. Why is the first case a case of Kenegdo and the second one Bimakomo? That's not an important deal. Okay, maybe Kenegdo, you could say, is more likely. But at the end of the day, that's the only difference. Whereas according to the Rashba, it's very meduyak. That, no, Kenegdo and Makomo, as he says, are two separate halachos. And it's actually interesting because if you, you know, who should we paskin like? So maybe you'd think you should paskin like Rabbeinu Yonah, because the Rash and Rokeach both also hold like that. So the Beis Yosef doesn't. So sorry, just right. So now it's clear how the Russian Rabbeinu Yonah Mamash L'Shitaso. This is a Russian Rashba L'Shitaso. And again, we have another example, like the Prima Gadim's example of a Kula that comes from the Rashba. Now, Sashwi Paskin. So here's actually something very interesting. The Beis Yosef writes, well, we should Paskin like the Rashba against Rabbeinu Yonah, the Basrahu. Which is sort of interesting. First of all, they were more or less contemporaries, but the Rashba did live a little later, and therefore he thinks you should pass him like the Rashba against Rabbeinu Yonah de Basra. It's interesting because one of the reasons to pass him like Basra is because the later view saw the earlier view and took that into consideration and still rejected it, whereas the earlier view didn't necessarily see consider the later position. Over here, there's no indication that the Rashba knew of Rabbeinu Yonah's Svara. I can't think of a place, I don't know, that the Rashba quotes Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachos.
I think the rule is when it said that the Basra, you can see the imprint of Rabbeinu Yonah's ideas on the Rashba.
Uh-huh. So I don't know if here it's different because it's a Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. In other words, in Bava Basra, Rabbeinu Yonah wrote the Sefer, Aliyos to Rabbeinu Yonah, and maybe you can, maybe I haven't noticed the imprint, but it doesn't quote him, or the like. I haven't noticed the imprint, But that's not not a raya. But anyway, but at least that's what the Beis Yosef says. Beis Yosef says, Rabbeinu Yonah, we're going to pass him like Rabbeinu Yonah de Basra. Now, it's not so pashut because the Rush holds like the Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rush is certainly the Basra, as Mishnah Berurah and Eliyahu Rabba point out. But the Gemara says there's another reason to paskin or applies to, like the Rashba, and that's because the Gemara is very meduyuk, like the Rashba, right? After quoting the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rashba, then he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Gemara writes, De'ilu, after quoting the logic of both positions, this is, if you want, in Simen Pei Aleph, Sifkat on base in the Gemara, on Sif base, Dilu the Rabbi Yonah, my paska de sham b'makom aroy v'kamlo. In other words, it's a little fair. You know why? Mechateisi, the first case is makom aroy. The second case is not makom aroy. Where when we say makom aroy means makom aroy to do a bedika, right? The first case is makom aroy, not makom aroy to do bedika, and that's why bedika is good. Second case is makom aroy, you should have done a bedika. My paska, who says? Or it's a Rashba, so beautiful. Because the first case is talking about a case of machanecha, sorry, of loyira, of kenegdecha, and the second case is talking about machanecha. Fine. So,
what's the use of that?
There is no difference according to the Rush. So, either in both, in Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Rashba, you mean? Oh, so let's look back at the Rashba, and I think he tells you why it should be different. Ubevadai hefresh yesh bein ra'atzoa kenegdo uveinimtzis b'mekomo. T'mekovo kevan divinan machanecha kadosh hayelo livdok aval kenegdo delek elamishim lo yervecha v'zeh lo ra'o sak sheshchil lo pasha b'klom. Aww. So what's the difference? You didn't see it. In other words, The situation of tsoa b'makomo, b'machanecha, is true, whether or not I see it or not. My being oblivious to it is irrelevant. Maybe it makes a chogeg, but it's there. Either there's tsoa b'machanecha or there's not tsoa b'machanecha. Whereas the Rashba implies that the isser of re'ia is much more of an isser maisa. It's either I see or I don't see. So the chiyuv to check is very different, because if I don't see, I don't see. So what I don't see can't hurt me. So what do I do if in the middle of Shmona Esrei, I notice it, I look up, and that's my problem. I shouldn't be looking up in the middle of Shmona Esrei. But okay, so I did. I looked up in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and lo and behold, 25 feet in front of me, I see some tzoas. Okay, now I saw it. I got to start moving away and find a different place to daven. But that's the difference. The difference is that it's, because again, this is the whole idea of the Rashba. There's two aspects to the din tzoa. There's machanecha. That's true regardless. That's a matziv, that's aser. It's a matziv versus an iser maisa. So the halora, you didn't look. There's no problem. There's nothing, you didn't do anything wrong. Now, I want to be mosif, and then I'll get to your question, but one other interesting tahara. So, the Rashba tells us that the difference is, do you have to do bedika or not, right? So, is this bedika d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? So, I thought you could be medayek, that even by tzoa kenegdo, where the Rashba says, you should have checked, hayalo livdok, it's not de'oraisa. What was my diuk? Because when contrasting it to tzoa kenegdo, he says lo yitrichu livdok b'milo einav. Lo yitrichu to me sounds like derabana. The chachamim weren't matriach you to. They could have, but they didn't. Because like he says, why should they? So it sounded to me that even in terms of tzoa b'mekomo, it's a question of it's not a de'oraisa chiyuv b'dika. It's a dirabanan chiyuv b'dika. Now you'll tell me, but if it's b'chezkas tzoa, of course you should be chayav m'deraisa. So I'll tell you that I think the answer is no. And when we talk about a place that's muchzak tzoa, it doesn't mean vadai or even probably rove. What's my proof? Because of our Gemara. Our Gemara says that when it comes to Meirach Lion, so since we're dealing with the Derabbanan Shaila, why? Because Midoraisa, it's only us or when there's a Kiluach. So they were Mekel, even B'makom, that it's Muchzak. Now, if Muchzak meant, 70%, so then presumably, even though it's Derabbanan, you would have to. And the Mishnah Berurah makes this point. Mishnah Berurah says, I'm putting the Mishnah Berurah on my side for a moment, but Mishnah Berurah's going to argue with what I'm saying now. But it must be that we're not talking about a case where it's a like, this is not the Mishnah Berurah on Pei Aleph, it's the Mishnah Berurah on Ayin Vav. So he says, which of Katan was that? Right, he says, "Ein tzarich lachzor by the Mei Raglayim, aval enodelo sheish kan Mei Raglayim ba'aviv kara uspalo tzarich lachzor v'likros." I think we said it earlier, even more explicitly. And maybe in this stuff, hey, it wasn't here. Suffing Mir Glayim, she said, "Yoga on this topic." And here till it was in Pei Aleph. They said it. Okay, I have to. Avim Mir Glayim. So yeah, it's Chav Dalid. Sifkadim Chav Dalid. He writes, "Lav Chazak the Cheskas Ashba. Lav Chazak a Gemura. Dim Kain Afilu Mir Glayim Hayaser." The place that we're talking about, which is a place that you have to do bedika, right? And we call an argamar chazaka. So it's not a chazaka gemura, because then you'd have to be machmir even for Meir Aglayim. Yeah, it's true, Meir Aglayim is a derabbanan. Now, interesting question, if this is so pashut. If we have time, we can go back to it, because Lashon Gemara is actually very interesting. The Gemara doesn't say it's mutter because of Safek Derabbanan Mekula. It's because of Lotiknu, and that gets into the Shaila of whether you could be Mekel for Safek Derabbanan Mekula L'chatchila. Sounds like from our Gemara you can, but maybe this is different because Lotiknu, and that's an interesting Shaila, but not for now. That's the Mishnah Berurah says. That, in other words, again, just to clarify, we know that b'makom shemuchzak yirchayv livdok. And now the question is, what does muchzak mean? So muchzak can't be a chazaka gemura, because then even by nisir d'rabbanan, like meir aglayim shelo b'kiluach, you won't be able to be mekel. So it's not a chazaka gemura over here. So I think that's very consistent with my diak and the Rashba, which is that this is not a chiyuv d'oraisa b'dika.
It doesn't involve d'oraisa.
So that's it. So that's going to be the question. What is it? One possibility is exactly what you're saying, which is that this is part of the Takana Derabbanan to be Mevarer B'Makom Yiramatzui, like the Rashba says by Tolayim, and like he says by Bedikas Hareya and the like. And the Rashba actually, in terms of it, does imply that that's a Klaliyistika rule. The Rabbanan, the Mako, Mira Matsu, you have to check. And that could be what it means, that it's not a Chazaka Gemura. It's not even 50-50. It's Mira Matsu. It's 40%, 30% of you. We shonim don't talk about percentages. It's Matsu. And that's the point. So therefore, for this Rabbanan, we're Mako. For Deoraisa, we're Machmir. Good. Now, as I alluded to, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't agree with me. The Mishnah Berurah writes over here, not over here, back in Pei Aleph, I think, that his lashon is, this is a Pei Aleph, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, Svirale, the Kevan de Lohaya Betov Dalad Amo Shalo, O Amina Dahilo Livdo, De Lohitri Chasai Taira Livdo, Bichm Lo Enav. So that was the lashon of the Rashba, but he added one word. Lo, not Lohitri Chuhu Livdo, Bichm Lo Enav, the word Torah. I think he even, does he cite the Rashba? Probably does in the Shartzim, right? Base Yosef. Base Yosef is quoting the Rashba. So why did he add the word in? So the answer, I think, is because he thought that we can't call it a To'eva unless there's a Chiyuv in the De'oraisa Levdok. It's actually a very, very strong reading. In other words, the Gemara says, this guy that didn't check Tvilasa To'eva, according to most Rishonim, he's not Yotze. That's Rav's Taina. Are we going to really say that he wasn't Mekayim and the Takana de Rabbanan to do Bedika B'lokum Yira Matzui? So that's a Tzvilasa To'eva? That doesn't make sense. So must be there's a Chiyav De'oraisa Livdok when it's a question of the Mekomo, right? Machanecha, and the Rashba at least holds that when it's a question of Lo'enav, so then Lo'etrichu. Okay. Now, so what am I going to say back to that? Right. So I could just say, yeah, that's a To'eva. But maybe I'm going to say something else that brings my reading of the Rashba closer to the Mishnah Berurah and allows for an explanation of why we could call it a To'eva. We find in other places in the Torah that even though there is no formal chiyuv to check or to be machmir or to be choshesh. But if you're not choshesh, that affects even dinim d'oraisa. The classical case about this is Rambam Shita in Vestos. So there's a shaila in the Gemara whether Vestos are d'oraisa or Vestos d'rabbana. The nafkamina. One nafkamina is what happens if you didn't do a bedika bediavad. Do you assume that she's asura, because vestos are deraisa or not? And we paskin clearly, vestos lav deraisa. The Rambam paskins vestos lav deraisa, as the Magad Mishnah in Hilchos Yisurei Bia Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis points out. The problem is that the Rambam in Hilchos Shgagos, Perek He, Halacha Vav, writes that there's enough gamina in terms of vestos, in terms of karbanos. The Rambam writes, Habal ishto shalo b'shas vesta, v'rasa dam b'shas atashmish, hare elu peturim mikarban chatis memnei, shezek ka'ones hu the lo shogeg. Somebody, as Tashmash is his wife, Shalom B'Shas Vest. There's no reason for him to be Choshesh. She's going to become an Ida all of a sudden. And she does. So you don't have to bring a Karban Chatas, because that's an onus. Sheshoge Gaya Lo Livdok Velo Viladaktik. Vilu Badak Yafeh, Yafeh Vidiktik Vishelos Lo Haya Bali Deshkaka. Shoge, which is Machai V'Chatas, implies that there's a degree of negligence. Yes, you didn't know, but if you would have investigated, then you would have figured it out. Ulefi shelo tarach bedrisha b'chakira, achar kach yase, then sarach kapara. So what is the Rambam saying? Rambam saying, this is the way a Reb Chaim learns, I believe, similar to the Shita of the Ritva, but not quite. The Ritva actually says the Chiv of Hafrash is also Midaraisa, just when we say Vestos Lav Daraisa means in terms of Bidyavid, if you didn't do a Bidika, she's Mutaras. But going forward, there's a Chiv actually Hafrash and Midaraisa. Doesn't sound that way from the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't say that there's a Chiv of of prisha deoraisa. But without there being a chiyuv of prisha deoraisa, there's negligence if a person does it. Anyone, even though there's no mitzvah or formal chiyuv to be parish b'shas besta, seichel hayasher, going back to the rabbi is a point, right, dictates that if there is a likelihood that his wife is going to become a nida while they're going to have while they're having tashmish, that you abstain. And if you don't, then it's not an onus, it's a shogeg. So when it comes to things like taking precautions, even when the Torah doesn't formally obligate it, there's a difference even on a deoraisa level, the level of karbanos. And perhaps we could say a similar thing over here. In other words, your tefillah is a toeva. Why? You idiot. You're in an ashpa, right? If you look around. Does that mean that there's a formal chiyuv bedika? No, not necessarily. Technically speaking, you could, there's not a rove. And therefore, there's no formal chiyuv. Nevertheless, there is tremendous negligence for you to daven in this place without checking, and that's enough to be a toeva. And that's why tefillah so toeva, even if the formal chiyuv would have only been deoraisa. Would not be deoraisa.
There it's not okay.
So that's right. So that's, I'm sorry. Here it's worse, meaning the pshia is, what we're going to call it a pshia, even though.
Right, I'm just saying, the guy with the bestest case, he said that therefore they do bring the chavos.
Yeah.
Right, but pshia can't bring chavos, right? Mm-hmm. No?
Well,
shogeg
that has pshia in it. So again, I don't necessarily say, I don't think you have to say it's exactly the same. What I'm bringing from there is that there are cases where there's not going to be a formal chiyuv bedika. That might only exist midirabanan, because midiraisa, you could follow rove. Because as I said before, from the Mishnah Berurah himself is dia, because there's no rove here. Otherwise, it would be able to be mako by mei ravlayim. Nevertheless, there's negligence at some level, and that's enough to make it zevach shoyim toeva. Oh, now as we mentioned before, what's interesting about all these halachos is that the Rambam, this Gemara from Daf Chav Beis, is paskened in the Rambam in Hilchos Tefila, not in Hilchos Kriyashma. Shulchan Aruch cites it in Hilchos Kriyashma in Simen Ayin Vav, Siv Zayin, and Siv Ches. And the because the Shulchan Aruch is taking a din, and so let's try to, first of all, explain what's going on here. So the Shulchan Aruch thinks, or it's coming from the Torah thinks that why should there be a difference between Shema and Shmona Esrei? If it's true for Shmona Esrei that if you're in a situation where you should have checked and you didn't, so then you have to daven again and you're not Yotzei. So too, if it, with respect to Shema, Adrabba, the whole halacha here is coming from Shema, right? The whole halacha of Tzawa is derived from Shema to Shmona Esrei. That's why everything else is in Hilchos Kriyashma. So it happens to be that this Gemara is talking about Shmona Esrei. Now, so why is the Gemara in the context of Shmona Esrei if it's equally related to Shema? Well, maybe that's because of an interesting point, which is the halacha of Stadim is not relevant to Shema. Why? Because the whole point of this Gemara is to teach you. One point that the Gemara teaches you is the halacha is as follows. When it comes to, if it's in front of you, so you should go and make the tzoa behind you. But what if you can't? Like you're in front of a river, so you can't go forward to make the tzoa behind you because you're obstructed by the river. So then you go letzadim and you finish your davening. Right? Now that halacha is a halacha that isn't shayach for Shema. Why? Because for Shema, just turn around, right? You could just, if you're facing east, so you're allowed to face west. So you could always create a situation of la'acharav in Shema. There's never a din or a need for tzadim. So that's why we happen to paskin this halacha in the context of Shema, of tefillah. But fundamentally, there's no reason to be mechalek. Just like by Shema, by Shmona Esrei, b'diavad, it's no good if Tayla lived oak, and it's okay if Loyola lived oak. So the same thing for Shema. And that's why, even though the Gemara is talking about tefillah, we're going to apply it and translate it into Shema. Whereas when it comes to the Rambam thought, no, perhaps the reason why we're discussing this in the context of tefillah is because in the context of tefillah, we have this additional svara of Zebach Rishayim Toeva. This svara, the Chiddush of Rava, which is unique to tefillah, because tefillah is keneged karbanos. Whereas when it comes to Shema, so we wouldn't have that concept. And maybe everybody would agree to the svara of Rava. Now, just an interesting hara, which the Magen Avraham points out, is if the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch are translating this halacha into Hilchos Tefillah, so then it's they shouldn't have written the case of Tzadim the way they did, because like we said, for Hilchos Kriyas Shema, there's no problem with Tzadim. You could always just turn around. So the Magen Avraham says, oh, you have to say, we're talking about a case where you can't turn around. It's not just a river in front of you, but there's also a river behind you. So your only choice is to go to the side, because otherwise there's a better solution. Just turn around. Okay. You had a question before. You still want to ask it?
Sure, why not? The Rebbe's, like this whole question, the Rajba, is this a raya for the Tzad and the Rajba, the Rebbe saying two
shirim? Yes, against the Magen Avraham. Agreed. Yes. Right, just to clarify Donnie's point, we had a Chakira in Shitas HaRashba, whether the Pshat, right, the Rashba says we know that Milo Einav is a problem from the fact that the end of the Pasuk says Lo Yirvachar Vastavar. So that can be understood in two ways. One is this is really Tzvei Dinim. By Tzawa, there's an Isser Iya and an Isser Machanecha. That was the approach of the Prima Gadda, for example. The second is no, Lo Yirvachar Vastavar is Megala that Machanecha is not the standard 4x4x4x4, but rather includes Milo Einav. So yes, I think that from this Rashba, it's certainly much easier to read if you say that they are two dinim. And that would be an issue for the long way around, as we explained. Agreed. Okay.
Your options here, Rambam, not Rambam in general, but say the rice looking thing off the Tully, it seems so.
Yes.
We're going to pay OA.